Kia ora, ko Josie Tokuingoa. I'm Josie Major. I'm the Director of Regenerative Programs for the Centre for Good Travel. Welcome back to the Good Awaits podcast, to this mini episode. It's been a little while since we've been here in your podcast feed, and it's just me here today. Debbie's unfortunately not with me, but I just wanted to stop in and say a huge thank you to all of you, because we've just passed the enormous milestone of 10,000 downloads on the Good Awaits podcast, which to us is a huge number, and a lot of people to have listened to these conversations. So we just wanted to express our huge gratitude for you all, for listening, for tuning in, for engaging with us, and for being a part of this learning journey that we've been on over the last couple of years. We've got so much gratitude for all of our guests that have given us their time and joined us in the podcast, and to all of you who have come along with us. So thank you for bringing us this far, and we feel that this is very much a collective milestone. And we've learnt so much in the process of creating these two seasons of Good Awaits, which brings us to an announcement that we have that happens to culminate with this milestone, which is very exciting. We'd like to announce that we are hosting a short course, a 4-week learning journey in collaboration with Diane Dredge and the Tourism Collab. Diane is a mentor and colleague of ours and has invited us to host a course on her wonderful platform, where you find all sorts of incredible regenerative tourism related learning programs that we've Debbie and I have both taken part in and learned a lot from over the years. And now she's invited us to host our own program as a part of her collection of courses. And it's really a culmination of these two seasons of the Good Awaits podcast and everything we've learned along the way. And the program is called Stories of Active Hope. It's about storytelling, it's about regenerative approaches to tourism, and it's about the intersection of those two things, about the role of stories in the regeneration of places and communities, and the role of tourism as a vessel for regenerative stories. So we're really excited about the program, and we'd like to invite all of you, our Good Awaits listeners, to join us in the program. It's very much the way we've designed it is very much a collective learning journey, which we've always hoped that the podcast would be as well. So we would love to see any of you there. And it also marks a point of evolution for our business, the Centre for Good Travel, where we have really in the last year gone through a process of evolving. And while we continue to operate small group experiences and sustainable and responsible tours in our beloved core destinations in New Zealand, Peru, Iceland, Fiji, South Africa, and Thailand, we've expanded beyond just operating trips to really expand the scope within which we work towards our mission, which is to transform tourism for a thriving world. And so our widened focus areas include storytelling and include capability building programs. And this course that we're offering is one example of a program that is at the intersection of these different areas where we feel we can have impact. So you can learn more about that evolutionary process that we've been through on our website, or feel free to reach out to us if you're interested in the process that we've been through. But we wanted to let you all know about this program, and we really feel like it's you, our listeners, that have made this possible, that we're able to offer this. We'd really like to warmly invite you to join us. So without further ado, I am going to include the audio version of our course overview or introduction video just after this in the podcast episode. But if you prefer to watch the video version, you can find that on our website. I'll put the link in the show notes for that. All of the details about the course and sort of an overview of the program are in that overview, but you should know that the program will be starting on October 19th with a meet and greet sort of get to know each other session. So you've got a couple of weeks to sign up through the Tourism Collabs website. So I will insert that clip here, but as always, Thank you so, so much for all of your support, for bringing us this far, for being a part of this journey with us, and for bringing us to 10,000 downloads. We are so thrilled. And we hope that we will see you all in the Stories of Active Hope program. Thanks so much. See you soon.
Kia ora. Welcome to Stories of Active Hope. I'm Debbie Clark. I'm the Director of Regenerative Development at the Centre for Good Travel.
Kia ora, welcome. I'm Josie Major. I'm the Director of Regenerative Programs at the Centre for Good Travel. And Debbie and I are very excited to be bringing you this course in partnership with the Tourism Co-Lab. We've decided to create this story about stories of active hope as a result of our work with the Good Awaits podcast, which is about regenerative tourism in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And through the podcast, we've been exploring what regenerative tourism might look like, how that's playing out in different businesses and regions across New Zealand. And now we're bringing you this course with the intention of sharing some of the things that we've learned about storytelling for regenerative tourism, and about the ways in which stories act as vessels of active hope.
Yeah, I think what's important to note about this course is that Josie and I have had great success with the Good Awaits podcast, yet we don't consider ourselves experts necessarily in storytelling. We're really guides, and we see this course as an opportunity for you to come along and co-learn with us, because we will also be learning from your thinking as we go through the course. So we stand on the shoulders of the mentors and teachers before us. And I think it's really important that we recognize this is a collective journey that we're all on.
So by way of introduction to the course, why are we focusing on stories of active hope? Really, this is rooted in the idea that our world is currently shaped by a dominant paradigm that is the machine story, and we'll dig into this, but the machine story is one that teaches us that we are separated from each other, we're not connected, and all of this is not serving us. So we really believe that it's time to collectively create a new story, and from our perspective, that's a regenerative story. Regenerative stories have the ability to inspire hope, to ignite action, to nurture curiosity, strengthen connections, and foster community. So that's really what we're going to be exploring throughout this learning journey.
So what you'll gain on this course with us, you'll understand the role that stories play and how we understand the world. So I think becoming aware and conscious of these dominant stories and how they shape our lives is really important. You'll understand some fundamental aspects of the regenerative story. We will be teaching some of the principles of regeneration and how viewing the world through the story has the potential to completely shift how we interact with the world and shift our mindset.
You'll learn how to discern the difference between authentic regenerative storytelling and greenwashing, which is a big and important topic in tourism at the moment, with more and more people using this language. We're also going to explore how we can become more deliberate about the stories that we create, the stories that we share, and the stories of others that we uplift. And throughout this entire process, we're going to ask you to craft a story that is a story of active hope, about your place, about your community, or about your business, and one that ignites agency and that can create systemic change.
So what makes this course different? Throughout this course, what we're going to be doing is we actually have a bit of a parallel approach, because we are looking at the dominant story, and we're looking at creating a new story, so a regenerative story that we believe needs to replace the dominant paradigm that we really live and work by. And at the same time, understanding a regenerative story will help us apply this to tourism and see the potential and the opportunities we have in tourism to create stories of active hope. So
we're going to be playing between those two lines of thought throughout the course, right? We're we're talking about this, the story of the dominant paradigm and how we might work to shift that towards a regenerative paradigm, and then looking at how that plays out within tourism. So we'll go back and forth between those two ideas throughout the program.
Nice.
We're also focusing in this course on stories of active hope, and we talked a little bit about why that is, and we'll dig into that a lot during the course. But really, we want to talk about hopeful futures, and we think that we really need that, not just hope, but hope that is active and that inspires change and collaborative action.
And I think that's really where our experience from the Good Awakes podcast and also the Flinders Island podcast that we created in collaboration with Diane from Designing Tourism. You know, we've learned a lot about stories of active hope told by people who have a regenerative mindset and how that can really create a new guiding story for tourism, and how tourism can be part of that offering for a new guiding story for all of us.
Yeah. Importantly, this is not a marketing course. We're not marketing experts, and so we're not going to be talking about how you might use regeneration or the language of regeneration to sell tourism products. That's not our expertise, and that's not our line of thinking in terms of this. Instead, we're going to be talking about how stories of active hope in tourism can help us to contribute to thriving places, thriving communities. And I think that's an important distinction to make, because we're not trying to use the words of regeneration to sell tourism, but rather to use tourism to serve regeneration.
It's also, this course, I think it's important to note that you're not going to come out of this with an off-the-shelf template for storytelling. Again, that's not how we work. This is the collective learning journey. So we are wanting you to come with your ideas. We want to connect with your ideas. We want to co-learn together. We want to bring that collective intelligence to this journey. So you'll be very active participants throughout this journey, and we'll help you connect with your understanding of your place. And what your contribution can be through telling stories as well.
And lastly, you know, what's different about this is that we really see that everyone is a storyteller. So everyone is welcome to join this program. You don't have to be a writer or a journalist or a podcaster to join this program. We really believe that the need for a new story in tourism and for better storytelling in tourism is going to take all of us, and that transcends traditional models of who storytellers are. So yeah, all are welcome to join this program, and we really welcome unique voices, different kinds of perspectives. We're excited for you to be a part of co-creating this with us.
And I think maybe it's important to note here that we didn't consider ourselves storytellers when we started the podcast. And we will talk about that in the course and our journey as well. So if you don't consider yourself a storyteller, we still want you to come, because you do have something to share.
So a little bit about the structure of the program. It's going to be a mixture of online synchronous learning sessions where we'll come together on Zoom, and asynchronous online pre-recorded lessons. So there's four pre-recorded lessons. We'll begin the course with a meet and greet where we'll gather together and create a shared understanding of how we're going to move through the program. And then we'll jump into lesson one, which is about shaping mindsets, and really the focus of that is on understanding the power of storytelling, having a shared understanding of the regenerative story and why that's different from the dominant paradigm that we currently live within.
And then we'll come together at the end of lesson one. And again, these hosted conversations are really critical to your learning journey. They're opportunities for conversation and connection, and for us to discuss and reflect on our thinking. So it's a developmental process. It's not passive, as we've said. We want you to be actively thinking together with us. So we do hope that we anticipate everyone will come prepared to contribute. So that's something to really think about as you take this course. Really understand that we're going to be wanting you to be actively participating and not just, it's not a sitting and listening course.
Lesson two is going to be focused around meaning making. So we're going to talk about complexity, the role of storytelling to help us understand complexity and make meaning from complex ideas, and the ways in which we attach meaning to experiences in tourism and how that plays out. Weaving connections is going to be all about interconnectedness, which is a really key part of regenerative thinking, and also comes to play a lot in storytelling. We're going to talk about how storytelling helps us to build connections and how it helps us to build community. We're going to have a second hosted conversation after these two lessons to come together again, and then lesson four will be all about stories that ignite agency. So when we talk about active hope, this is really the active piece of that. How do we tell stories that are inspiring us to take action, inspiring others to take action?
And that's the exciting part of it, I think, right, Josie? I mean, that's the piece that I'm excited about, is to think about how we can use stories, how we can become storytellers that really create systemic change and help us move towards a more regenerative future, not just for tourism, but for all of us, for everything.
Yeah. And the final part of this course will be the gathering, which is going to be what we call a harvest. This is something that we do in the podcast. If you've been a listener on the Good Awaits podcast, we, at the end of every episode, after speaking with our guests, we take some time to reflect on what we've heard, to pull out key themes or ideas, and really to create our own kind of, what we might take away from this, these stories that we've been hearing. So we're going to invite you to join us in that process and to do that for this entire program, for us to collectively harvest some of the learnings that we've gathered, and to harvest the stories as well of the program.
We're very excited about bringing this course to you. If you have any questions whatsoever about the course, don't hesitate to reach out to me. My contact information is here and will be on the website also. And you'll be able to click the links that are all around this video on the Tourism Co-Lab website to sign up for the course. We're really deeply appreciative to Diane Dredge and the Tourism Co-Lab for collaborating with us on this and for hosting the course on her site. And we really look forward to meeting you all in the course.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you there.